For this Friday, August 15th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. An Indiana woman has been sentenced for dealing meth in Posey County. According to the Posey County Prosecutor's Office, 43-year-old Tabitha Gross was convicted and sentenced to 15 years in prison after pleading not guilty. Gross was arrested back in August of 2024 during a traffic stop where more than 190 grams of meth were found. Officials say she had purchased the large quantity of meth from St. Louis to deliver it in Posey County. Also arrested during the stop were 60-year-old Sharon Roach and 42-year-old Megan Newman for the possession and delivery of the meth. She was held in jail on bond until her sentencing, but will be transported to the Indiana Department of Corrections to serve her sentence. Tomorrow at Murphy Park in New Harmony is the Relay for Life and 5K Run of North Posey. The event is from 7:45 a.m. until 2 p.m. The Kids Dash starts at 7:45 a.m. and the 5K run/walk will follow right after 8 o'clock. Then at 10 a.m. is when the opening ceremony will take place. Lunch in the park is at 11, live auction at 1, and the closing ceremony is at 2 p.m. All proceeds benefit cancer research. The Evansville Westside Nightclub Fall Festival has once again been named one of the 10 best fall festivals in the United States by USA Today. According to USA Today, the Westside Nightclub Fall Festival attracts more than 200,000 people to Franklin Street each year, making it one of the largest street festivals in the United States. The event includes free live entertainment, carnival rides, over 130 food booths, talent competitions, and a huge fall parade. If the fall festival is voted number one this year, it will be for the third year in a row. Voting ends on September 8th. Tonight is scrimmage night for football teams across the state of Indiana. Here in Posey County, Mount Vernon football will scrimmage Harrison at home at 6 o'clock, and North Posey football will scrimmage Princeton at home at 7 o'clock. Week 1 of the regular season is next Friday. Continuing on with local high school sports, on Saturday, Mount Vernon volleyball welcomes Southridge. The JV match is at 10 a.m., and the varsity match will follow at 11:30 a.m. Mount Vernon and North Posey boys and girls cross country will be running in a meet at Gibson Southern at 8 a.m. Mount Vernon boys and girls soccer is home taking on Forest Park. The girls' match is at noon, and the boys' match will be after at 2 o'clock. Also on Saturday, North Posey boys' soccer plays in a jamboree on the road at 11:30 a.m., and North Posey girls' soccer host a jamboree at 11:30. Last night in local college sports, the fall sports season began for the University of Evansville Athletics and also USI Athletics, as both women's soccer teams were in action. UE women's soccer won their season opener at Southeast Missouri State 4-3, and USI women's soccer lost their season opener at Nebraska 6-0. Finishing up with professional sports in Major League Baseball, from Thursday, the St. Louis Cardinals had the day off and will begin a three-game series at home versus the New York Yankees this evening at 7:15. The Cardinals are 3-3 on their current nine-game homestand and 61-61 overall. St. Louis is 3.5 games back of the final wildcard spot in the National League. The Chicago Cubs lost their finale in Toronto with the Blue Jays 2-1. Chicago lost 2 of 3 in the series. Their record is 68-52. The Cubs return home this afternoon for a three-game set against the Pittsburgh Pirates at 1:20. Chicago is 8 games behind the Milwaukee Brewers for first place in National League Central, but they still hold the top wildcard spot in the National League. The Cincinnati Reds open a series at home tonight as they take on the Milwaukee Brewers at 5:40. The Reds are 64-58 and only a half game out of the final wildcard spot in the National League behind the New York Mets. Week 2 of the NFL preseason begins this evening as the Tennessee Titans head to Atlanta to play the Falcons at 6 o'clock. Tomorrow, the Indianapolis Colts are home, taking on the Green Bay Packers at 12 noon. And Sunday night, the Chicago Bears play the Buffalo Bills at home at 7 o'clock. That's news and sports for this Friday, August 15th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great weekend. Your weather forecast is next.